Sybil. Whoa. Let me regroup. Take another breath.
Take your breath. Take your time.
How you doing, Sybil
Lou? Happy Friday Eve, also known as Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Yeah, that's the day. Sherry Shepherd Thursday. And you know what? A special guest in that funny chair today, my man, R to the Peasy, Rodney Perry. How you doing, Rodney?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
No, really, how are you?
For real.
Really, how are you?
No, I'm wonderful. You know, my left side working, I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm, you know, my face is back on my face.
All right, stop it. Well, good to know you're feeling all right there, Rodney P.
Yes, sir.
Sherry Shepherd, it's your day, boo.
Hey, family. I'm so glad to be here. Hey.
Good morning.
What a week I've had. Good morning.
Yeah, so what's new?
You know, girl, process servers, a lot of husbands, you know.
Oh, shit.
But doing my thing.
You know, you seem like you're
keep them.
Seem like she's a little distracted.
I ain't even trying no more, Rodney. Well, I ain't being distracted no more. Single is my gig.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I saw a boy try to put your name in headlines again here, Sherry.
Try to. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Well, good job, huh?
That's when you know your friend. You call him old boy. Old boy tripping again.
You know, it's I thought for a moment there that anything, you know, because when you're on a show like The View, then anything that you do makes headlines.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show with Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg. So I expected my life to be headlines. But now that I'm off The View, you know, things that I'm going through in my personal life, I figure it was under the radar because they don't be checking. White media don't be checking for black folks unless you like Will Smith big.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be going through our garbage cans like Lindsay Lohan. You know?
No.
So when this happened, I just was like, oh, my God. It's wow. I couldn't believe it. But literally, it was a scene out of a movie, Skip, Sybil, and Rodney. I'm going out of my driveway to do my show with John Lithgow because I work 15
hours a day. I got another show, huh?
I got
and
another,
that's why she got another visit from the lawyer.
Another bill.
Yeah. I got, you know what my mantra always is, mama got to feed the baby, or babies, as the court says. And so I'm pulling out my driveway, and all of a sudden, my sister who lives with me, ghetto as heck, she comes running out the door and screaming, run, Sherry, run!
Way to go, sis.
And I'm trying to figure, because I'm not ghetto like that. I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, get out of here! Get down! So I roll down the window, because I don't understand what she's saying, and all of a sudden, a big white SUV, right in back of my car.
Blocked you in.
I can't move. Yeah. Lock me in. Some lady jumps out the car in that stop drop roll move.
No. I knew she didn't.
Yes, she did. She was a process server. And she comes up, so I can only see her head because she rolled up to the car in her little ex-Vietnam thing. She's got these papers in her hand, and she tries to throw them through my window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ma'am, are you trying to serve me?
Oh,
like, look. I'm not trying to run from the law. And she goes, I know who you are. Don't try to run. You got your SUV in back of my car.
Where am I
going
to go?
Where am I going to go? And she said, I know it's you. I tried to serve somebody else, but they threw the papers in the street. I'm a private eye. And I go, well, obviously you're not good.
Because
you're serving
person.
People. You, that old white
you
lady
serve
was
Lonnie
not
Love.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Sharon
you,
Osbourne got my papers? What the
hell? And so you're not as good as you. And I said, I'll take the papers. And she goes, ma'am. And then she starts taking pictures of me with her cell phone. Like, you can Google me.
Lord.
You can Google me. You don't have to take all those. I ain't got my hair on. Come on now.
Don't catch me without my edges.
Rodney, I'm orange is the new black. Don't really.
Laverne
really,
Cox in
lady?
Solitary.
Thank you. Beat up in solitary. So that's the way I look at. Look, friggin' 4 a.m. going to my job that I work 15 hours
yes.
a day. But then, and I said, I'll take the papers. And she goes, okay, by the way, I'm a big fan.
Can you take this selfie?
Thank you.
Well, how did Sally know that your income has swelled there, Shaq?
Okay, first of all, where did these? On my papers it says I make. The defendant believes that Sherry Shepherd.
The defendant.
The defendant. You heard
the
her.
Defendant. Yeah, that's what we call him now. The defendant, because I'm the plaintiff. Believes that Sherry Shepherd is making $3 million. Does anybody, can somebody tell me what $3 million look like? Because I sure don't know.
Sherry, I didn't know you were rolling like that. I knew life
I didn't
was
know either, Sybil.
New TV series. And
I didn't, because I'd have been had a new man. What, a $3 million?
Buy you a new one, huh?
Okay.
I would have bought a new one. So these numbers that these people are pulling out of their behinds is stifling. But, you know, so the papers say that he gets so much money if he works like 35 hours a week versus me. So he works part-time. He works 20 to 30 hours a week. I work 12 to 17 hours
Jumba-Doo?
A day.
You work more in a day than he does?
I work more in a day than he works. You know, so I am a, but you know, but I thank everybody because people have been so supportive. You know, I'm gonna come and write this daggone book and do the tell really what happened because you got to go beyond TMZ. Y'all can't just
don't believe
to TMZ.
That.
Don't believe all the hype. There's other things going on that you know, with the court and all of that. So, but I appreciate people being supportive. And if you want, I'm gonna have to start a GoFundMe account.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Well, when you do the movie, make sure you put that scene that happened outside the house.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
I got to see the role.
Yeah. And her sister's gonna star in it.
And my sister, her ghetto behind. I'm really one. I need to go on the road with Rodney Perry. So if it, you know, the stroke and the child support tour, I'm on there with you.
The stroke and the child support tour.
It's like the Indian and the cover, but different.
Y'all, watch
we
out.
We need to make some money.
Hey, Ray Lewis said, y'all better chill. He's coming out swinging against anybody thinking he betrayed the black community by meeting with Donald Trump and saying those people are.
Well, you know, they had orange in their uniforms out there in Baltimore. So that's what he's like.
Ray Lewis.
He like orange.
All the people, all these people that are meeting with Trump, they got Kanye. He just got out the mentor ward. They got Jim Brown. He tying up girls and throwing
still
them off.
Still got that little cap on too tight, apparently.
Well, he ain't tied that's nobody cap. Up in a while.
Well, he, you know, arthritis will do it to you. Can't get them ropes tied around them girls. And Ray Lewis, did he stab somebody?
He was exonerated.
He was exonerated. Yeah.
Somebody else did some time.
Oh, somebody else did some time. He went to Disneyland. Okay. Yeah, it's just...
Yes.
Don't let Trump give you Kool-Aid when you first walk in.
Man, don't drink it. Whatever them. They offer you to drink, don't.
Yeah.
Don't accept
don't
it.
Don't drink it.
What kind of voice are you going to use when you meet Trump there, Sherry?
You know, I've already met Trump pretty much as much as I need to. He sent me some shoes from Ivanka's line. Can you believe that?
Mr. Trump is a nice man, I say, boss.
The slave voice. That's right. After you come out meeting with Trump, you like, Mr. Trump, good. Anybody come against Mr. President-elect, you going to have to deal with me. That's the voice you got.
Is that going to be on the stroke and divorce tour and child support
That's
tour?
The stroke and divorce tour. Okay. Rodney's got his voice.
Rodney, how you feeling?
Hey, I'm great. For anybody that don't know, I had a stroke about 60 days ago. And, you know, through the grace of God.
Amen, brother.
Yes.
I stand here or sit here before you right now. Yeah, it's been.
Do you think you're standing, but you're really sitting? Is that still a part of it?
This is the thing, Sybil. I'm glad you asked. I was going on social media talking, okay?
You were doing Facebook
In my live. Mind, I was saying, hey, y'all, it's Rodney Perry. I'm feeling great. Y'all look out for me. I'm coming back. Mm-hmm. But what I really was saying was, zip-a-da-ba-ba-ba. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, we couldn't understand you, Rodney.
Oh, my God. What did that sound like to you?
They had an intervention. Sherry called me. Bon, all my friends called me. They're like, dude, you have to stop posting video.
It was.
I'm glad Rodney can laugh at himself that way. I feel. I don't feel so
awkward. Oh, my God, Rodney. Yeah. We were like, who's with him?
Who's in charge of this?
Rodney called me the day after he had the stroke. He was like, I won't come on time doing enough to talk about. And I was like, no, you don't, Rodney. No, you don't.
Not right now. You can't get it.
Not right now. Let them clean your booty.
But actually, we've been in talks with the American Stroke Association, American Heart Association. Uh-huh. And you know, Rodney Perry may get to be the face of the organization.
Oh.
And we're talking about FAST, the acronym FAST.
Yeah.
So my tour 2017 is the Fast and Funny Tour. Because, you know, it's happening to younger and younger people are having strokes. Yes. And so,
and you're very healthy, Rodney. You work out all the time. I see you. You were the last person I would have ever thought.
Was it diet or what?
That's all smoke and mirrors. It was hypertension. I was suffering from high blood pressure, which, you know, I got medication almost 5 years ago. But when they gave me the medication,
they didn't tell me.
Sybil, one thing at a time. So they gave me the
medication. He just had a stroke, Sybil. Okay.
They gave me the medication. And I took it, and immediately my libido shrunk to nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I understand, that happens to a lot of men when you get in. And so I stopped taking that immediately.
Immediately. Uh-huh.
You know, right.
Rodney, you always think with
Rodney. To describe other people, okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Check
me. At least medium.
Medium Rodney.
Okay. Tom is enjoying his Christmas vacation, getting his holiday vacation on. Today is Sherry Shepherd Thursday on the show. Sherry's here, Rodney Perry's in the funny chair. And coming up, Seriously Ignorant News with Damon Williams. Plus, White House Christmas special host Egypt Sherrod joins us. HBCU coaches Coach Fobbs from Grambling State University, Coach Jerry Mack from North Carolina Central, them Eagles, actress Regina Hall, all that and more on the TJMS. Check your time. It's 11 past the hour.